The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I read interview yesterday with filmmaker Jim Jarmusch. Did Mystery Train and Ghost Dog, other films. And then just made a movie I haven't seen, a kind of slow burn film about a family, father, mother, sister, brother. And the interview says, you know Jenny Beth from Savages? I don't know who that is. But you know Jenny Beth from Savages? He says to the interviewer, I like her attitude, her music. She said in an interview, art doesn't have to talk about politics to be political, change the world. Artists are here to open us, to make us feel more in touch with others, connected and empathetic. It's what art does. And Charmer says, I was like, gee, I wish I said that. To not directly talk about politics does not mean something's not isn't political. But for me, the political thing is to protect empathy in a way. The last time I saw Joe Strummer, also do not know, but from The Clash, it's probably really embarrassing to admit that on YouTube. Last time I saw Joe Strummer, died in 2002. He was in New York. He walked me back to my home from a restaurant because I had the flu or something. He stopped at my door and looked me in the eye. And I'll never, ever forget this. He said, Jim, our job is to protect empathy at all costs, and to live groovy lives. And then he left into the rain. He died 5 weeks later. I've been trying to live by that. Protect empathy at all costs, and to live groovy lives. Trying to do both. Trying to enjoy the strangeness of my life. But I am trying in my work to protect empathy. So usually we don't think about Dharma as art. And in some respects, it seems like superficial. It ignores aesthetics as trivial. It's all tarnished in some way, become disenchanted with samsara. Yet, I would add that the Dharma is an artistic path in the sense that there's an aesthetic to goodness, kind of elegance, cleanliness. We try to honor that. And the Dharma's many things, one of them is the process of turning one's heart into something like art. And you have to do a lot of hard work to turn your heart into something beautiful. You also don't have to do anything whatsoever. Turn your heart into something beautiful. And many times I have these moments kind of perceive the heart of sometimes my teachers, sometimes students. And the beauty in that moment sort of eludes words. And there's a kind of awe that I feel as I kind of contemplate, like all the mind moments that shaped and informed their heart in that moment, all the mind moments. And Sangha is many things. It's a grief ritual and it's a pep rally. And most crucially for me, it's a kind of collective sensitization to goodness and dwelling in it. And in their role, you know, Dharma teachers receive a lot of gratitude and love and in no way dismissive of that. But I've never wanted to be loved, but I've desperately wanted to abide in what we both love. And abiding in what we love, that's Sangha, spiritual friendship. Sangha is the collective practice of empathy. And first in our practice, we kind of direct empathy to ourselves, like Dharma. It's a training in self-directed empathy. That's the nature of awareness. What is it actually like to be human? And conscious experience is always like something. What is it like? And the poignancy, of being a sentient creature in a world that trembles in all directions, that poignancy dawns unmistakably. And there's care for ourself, empathy. And then that circle expands. The empathy expands and expands again across space, across time. Our species, as I've read, a very tough time moving from the geocentric model to the heliocentric model. It's kind of brutal for our grandiosity to recognize that the Earth was not the center of the universe. And yet now we're trying to do something even harder, which is to move from an egocentric model where the self is the center of the universe to a truly empathic life, where an empathic life where the kind of set of conditions that we name as me are not worthy of such dramatic elevation over other sets of conditions. And this means that we stop taking our own side every time, everywhere. Me, me, me. I win again. No. Lose. As our understanding deepens, we no longer treat others as kind of objects in our personal world. It's easy to do that. We actually start to enter the world of others. The Dharma connects us in this way to others. It's resonant. It's maybe we say its nature is empathic. And it's very easy to live what is effectively a solipsistic life, only vaguely sensing that the other exists when we're not looking. It's very easy to box a loved one into the role that they play for us. Father, mother, sister, brother, sibling, spouse, child. Research world, empathy is often defined as something like perspective taking, the ability to consciously put oneself in the mind of another, and the capacity, the willingness to become affectively aroused by the other's inner life, affectively emotional, vedana, feeling. And there's some empathic concern where we're motivated to, we're not indifferent, we're motivated to care for another's welfare. And that's what it means to truly understand each other, to learn to be open systems. And in a way, it's kind of, it can feel like a strange phrase maybe, but it's like we take our cues as best we can from the mind of the Buddha. Listening. Over time, we develop a kind of highly detailed topographical map of our goodness and our neurosis, and that high resolution map dramatically expands the possibilities for empathy. So Strummer said, Jim, our job is to protect empathy at all costs. And that, Jenny Beth said, is its own political act. It doesn't feel sufficient for sure, but she seems right to me too. And in the long run, our world does need an unbroken lineage of love and care, empathic concern. And so let us do our part. And I think we are, in our own ways, doing our part. And that's not where our effort ends, but certainly a good starting point. And here, these Wednesdays, if you're listening, you can hear that every week talking about this country. And also every week talking about what's been here before this country and what will be here after the country accedes to time, delusion. This is not the Dharma's first rodeo. Let us protect empathy. Offer this for your consideration.